Thursday, the 7th of July, and just beat to see my new PRO. I don't think she's as good as the last one. Anyway, because Sarah has gone to the orthodontist with Tamara, I said I'd get the bus back home. It's 9 minutes bus, 9 minutes by bus to go back home from here. But so in trying to find out how much it costs and when the buses actually leave or stop at this bus stop, I drew a negative on both. I have £3.05 in my pocket. I couldn't find how much it was going to cost. I estimate somewhere in the £2.60 range. But uncertain. And also, two websites said that they noisy, isn't it, along this road? Two websites say that they stop at the bus stop at 7 minutes past and 11 minutes past. As in, two different websites say that. The buses apparently don't stop at 7 minutes past and 11 minutes past, because the bus stop itself tells you when the next bus is coming by means of an electronic board. And the next bus is 41 minutes away. So I'm not waiting, because I don't like to wait. I'm quite impatient. That's why when I'm travelling by train from our local railway station, I generally leave it quite close to the bone, which is dangerous, isn't it, really? Oh, too fast! Holy cow! And that one. Bloody Nora! Oh, God, why do people never learn? Oh, so I'm going to go to Tesco. I'm going to get something to eat. It's about a 3/4 mile walk. Right, so you wouldn't have known, but Sarah's just rang me to say that she's finished at the hospital. And one of the things that annoys me about Salisbury Hospital, it's not far outside of Salisbury. It's not far outside of Salisbury, but the phone reception up there is freaking terrible. It's terrible. You get free Wi-Fi in the hospital, but it's about as much use as a chocolate fire guard. And that's not the volume of people using it. I've been in there, you know, late at night, and just had to give up. Ridiculous. So the signal up there is shocking for a hospital. And that's every network. And you think they'd like to cover the bloody hospital. There's probably more telephone calls made at a hospital than the city itself. So she's going to ring me back when she gets into the city, because there's 4G in the city. No, there's not. There's no 4G in Salisbury. The 4G is where I am now. And where we live, there's 4G there, and it's rapid. It's like 64 down. It's brilliant. So I'm going to go to Tesco. I don't feel that hungry, because I've just had a cup of coffee, but I know that I am. Christ, that was rude. I know that I am hungry because I'm grouchy. So I'm going to go for a tinkle in the tonkle. So, you know, I always talk about the... God, I'm going to pause you till I cross the road. This traffic's insane. Right, so across the road. Some people probably think I'm mental talking into my phone, but... Oh. You get a lot of these people talking on the phone with a loudspeaker. They don't put the phone to their ear anymore. God, it's busy. It is lunchtime though. So, phone reception crap. Generally. One thing I've noticed about the south of England is nobody says hello. When you're in the north of England and you're passing somebody on the street, people say hello to each other. You don't know them, doesn't matter though, does it? Tired. Catch up with you in a minute. Okay. Right, Tesco trip done. Service just rang. I'm going to wait here. She'll pick me up with Tamara. God, these seats are low. So hang on, I'm going to wait here so I can see you coming in. Right, so that's it. I got loads to talk about. I have, and I'll talk about them all later. Ciao for now.